Welcome to Morph Into a New You, part of MHNRnetwork.com. Your host, Johnny Calloway, is the author of several books, including Taming the Dragon, Dragons to Butterflies, The Metamorphosis of a Man, and The Bridge. He will be having conversations with people from all walks of life. Healing really is an inside job that transforms you to become a better version of you. We must change our self-talk and inner dialogue so we can start to believe. A special thanks to our sponsor, Meaningful Expressions, at m-expressions.com. They can take a concept, thought, or personal brand and turn it into a visual masterpiece that you can use to raise awareness about your passion or cause. They've certainly done that with our podcast website. And thank you for joining Johnny as you morph into a new you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Johnny Calloway, host of Morph Into a New You and author of Dragons to Butterflies, The Metamorphosis of Man. I am grateful today that we have Catherine O'Kane here with us, and she is the wife of Dwayne O'Kane, a gentleman. They are partners, actually, in Clear Mind in Vancouver. They do these incredible awakening workshops that I got to participate in quite a bit. I even went through their practitioner training. That's what they called it in 1996. Or seven. And so we have Catherine here, and I'm going to let Catherine tell you a little more about Catherine. Hi, Catherine.
Nice to be here. What should I say about myself? I have been in the business of helping people for almost 25 years, and I have credentials to that effect. I have a master's degree in clinical psychology. I'm a registered clinical counselor. And in my opinion, my real qualification for doing what I do comes from my own human experience as opposed to my professional qualifications.
Tell us a little about that.
Well, I am a person who grew up feeling quite disconnected. I was one of those kids on the schoolyard who couldn't really find my way into my peer groups. I felt quite lonely in my family. And so the feeling of connection and having people feel like they're connected to other human beings and have strong relationships has always been really important to me on a personal level. It's been something that I've learned a lot about personally, and so it's what I focus on professionally as well.
I know as a kid growing up, I never felt connected to anything either, not even the other crooks. So getting with you guys and doing the work I did with you guys in the awakenings and being a part of a group where we were all trying to get connected was very powerful for me. And that happened on a very deep level in the Awakenings workshops. Can you tell us a little about the Awakenings workshops?
Well, again, it's going to touch on this idea of connection, because as human beings, we think that so many things would make us happy. We think money will make us happy, a better body will make us happy. And studies have shown that the thing that makes the greatest difference to our health, happiness, and overall well-being is the quality of our connections and our human relationships. And the awakening really is an experience into the depth of what is possible in terms of feeling connected to other human beings, as well as an awakening to exactly what it is that gets in the way of our ability to connect to other human beings. So it really is showing a pathway out of our own internal psychological, emotional fears into connection with love in the form of connection to other human beings.
It's so amazing for me on a personal level what I'm learning by doing these podcasts. I recently had a gentleman on here, Dr. Eric Gentry, and he talked about what you're talking about, but we focus mostly on post-traumatic stress disorder people and how a child that's been traumatized loses the ability to connect. And when they lose that, they also lose hope. And what you guys do, I know for me, when I walked away from the Awakenings workshops that I did with Dwayne, you weren't here for the one that actually I did too, but you weren't here for those. And I really wish you had been. So the thing is, I walked away with hope that I didn't have to stay stuck in all the stuff that I had been stuck in. And by getting connected with all you guys and opening that up, my hope was revived. So I really like what you were saying about the importance of connectivity.
Yeah, and that's true about post-traumatic stress. And to some degree, all of us in our early life have experienced some, not perhaps to the degree of post-traumatic stress, but we've all experienced the trauma of feeling disconnected from the people we love. And when that happens, we don't have the ability to process it intellectually. It's an emotional experience, and it's terrifying for a child. We can't think our way through it yet. This part of our brain, our cognitive brain, doesn't kick in until much later in life. And when we're younger, we're all operating about feelings and connections. The very first part of us to get wired as humans is our ability to connect, because it facilitates bonding with our caregivers. So when things happen to us as children, whether it's something really obvious, like being abused in some way, physically, sexually, or whether it's more subtle, as when some part of us isn't seen or validated, we in a way, we kind of cut off a part of our true self. And we take on what we call suspicions about ourselves. We believe that we're flawed or unlovable. And out of that comes all of these strategies to survive. Okay, if who I am isn't good enough, what do I have to do to be good enough? And that's how we go into the world trying to connect. But all of those strategies end up failing. Because at some level, we know that that's not who we really are.
And we start making up stories about who we are so we can connect and fit in. And it's like, even, I know I ended up hanging out with a bunch of crooks, and I never felt right there. I remember even once when I was 15 years old and I was riding around with a bunch of buddies that were all smoking and drinking. And I said to those guys, I said, you know, something's really got to be wrong here for us to have to do this stuff to have a good time. They almost put me out of the car. So, but I did not feel right there either. So in my mind, I was making up a me. I was trying to create a me that would fit somewhere that I didn't really fit.
Yeah, and we all do that, and we all know we're doing it at some level. For me, my way of fitting in was perhaps a little more functional. I became a perfectionist and a performer. But the reality is, even if those strategies worked and the whole world said, yay, Catherine, you're an amazing, wonderful person, in the back of my mind would be, oh, if you really knew me, you wouldn't be saying that.
Right.
And so we all know when we're in a strategy or a mask, and we feel lonely because we're hiding who we really are from the world. We're not bringing that self into connection.
So I'm going to try to piece this together, the awakening and putting that piece together and creating that, finding the real you, uncovering. For me, it was more about forgetting who I thought I was and remembering who I was. Mm-hmm. So, in the awakenings, how do you, what are the steps you guys take to try to get someone to that point, or to help someone get to that point?
Well, our mission as facilitators of the awakening is to help people become vulnerable and aware of what is happening in what we call the basement of our psyches, this part of us that's hidden. Because sometimes our strategies and our masks are so well developed that we don't even know what we've got hiding down there. We just know we don't feel good. We just know that we're not happy. We just know that we're kind of flat and depressed, and we're not as alive as we want to be. We have this great life and we don't actually feel it. So sometimes we're not even aware of what's down there. And where the facilitators of our workshop, like Duane and I, have some skill, it's in helping people to become vulnerable, which means uncover what's hiding under that mask and start telling the truth and revealing that self that's been hiding inside. And what happens when we do that has little or nothing to do with our magic as facilitators. Because if you think of the times in your personal experience when someone has been legitimately vulnerable in front of you, meaning they're talking about how frightened they are, or the fears that they have about themselves, or some painful experience that has happened. As humans, our hearts open. We feel connected. That vulnerability invites connection. And it is that feeling of connection, of human contact, that corrects those fears that we have about ourselves. Because when I'm brave enough to let you see some part of me that I fully believe if I let you see that, you're going to run screaming from the room.
Right.
And instead, I see acceptance and I see compassion. That experience changes how I feel about myself.
Right.
And that too many of us revert to kind of thinking that this is a cognitive process because we know better in our heads. Most of us, if I asked you, are you good enough? Are you a good enough person? Most people would know better. They would say, yes, yes, I am. That's not where the problem is. It's in how we feel about ourselves. Mm-hmm. And most of us spend a lot of time arguing with what we know to be true and what we feel, and we're trying to talk ourselves out of how we feel all the time. So in a way, the awakening and our work puts those two pieces back together. So what we feel about ourselves now matches what we know to be true.
Right. And I know in my own experience, there's been layer upon layer of what I call lies that I had to peel away so I could get to the truth. And mm-hmm. I'm just going to talk about my experience with the awakening workshop. We did this thing, if I remember correctly, we did this thing where we had to sit with somebody and tell them a truth that we would normally not tell. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like taking my clothes off. It was scary. But that person to this day is a very close friend of mine because they live here in Sarasota, and they ended up doing the same thing with me, and we became in that moment real with each other.
Yeah.
We forgot the mask. We forgot all the stories that we build around ourselves. And now we went from that one truth to expanding and going deeper and deeper until all of a sudden, next thing I knew, I told this person stuff I'd never told anybody. And then when we tied that into one of the things it was painful. There was so many things that went on for me when we started doing, at that time you called them reenactments.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a couple of those where we did a redo basically on some part of my history.
Yes.
And what happened for me was, the way I think of it is, inside me was healed. Not just the thinking, this is the way I should think about this and I'll be okay. But there was something internal that shifted. And you guys and your work changed my life forever.
That's beautiful to hear. Thank you so much.
And that kind of work is what put me in a position to be able to do these shows with you guys and to write my book. And you guys and so many others, but you guys really, really assisted in me getting to be the Johnny Calloway that I am today. So thank you, Kathy.
Hey. Thank you. And that is how it feels. It feels like you're getting emotionally naked. It feels scary because we start to get scared that the bad thing that did happen back there in our past somewhere is going to happen again.
Right.
So it feels scary. It feels like we have to do something to defend that. And yet when that vulnerability is revealed, it's so obvious that those things we made up about ourselves are not true.
Right. At all.
Not at all. Not even a tiny bit. And so it's hard initially, but it's hard in the right direction.
Right. Well, and one of the things I said in my first book is, in order to become the butterfly, you must face the dragon. So I had mm-hmm. to face all the fears and all the lies to become what we call today my authentic self. Because this is me. This is where my heart lives and what I'm doing right now, right here with you. This is me. Not that guy that's out there hiding and not living. I mean, I was alive physically, but I wasn't living. Today, I'm living.
And none of us are living without connection. None of us, because if our authentic selves are locked away in the basement, that's not life.
No.
It's not life.
No.
It's not until we're brave enough to reveal who we truly are. And that means, first of all, going through all the fears about who we are. It's not until we're brave enough to move through that that we get to be in contact with life again.
Yeah, that's so cool. So tell me a little, I don't really know a lot about Clear Mind and what you guys do at your schools. So tell me a little about Clear Mind.
Well, we are a transpersonal psychology institution, which means that we have a spiritual philosophy or a kind of context over the psychology that we practice is a spiritual one. It's not religious per se. It is broadly spiritual. So one of our favorite quotes comes from Einstein. Einstein was once asked, what is the most important question ever to have an answer for? And his response was, is the universe a friendly place or not?
Wow, really?
Yeah, which is beautiful. I think that's beautiful. So basically, the philosophy we operate by is the universe is a friendly place.
Wow.
And so we operate a counselor training school, and we offer therapeutic workshops, programs like The Awakening. And The Awakening kind of is the entry point to everything that we do.
Wow. That thing you just said that Einstein said, that is so beautiful. And I can understand why it's one of your favorite quotes. So tell me a little bit more about Clear Mind and where you guys go. And you do have online courses also, right?
Yeah. We hold workshops across Canada and down the west coast of the United States. We haven't been to Florida for a while, but we would love to come back.
We're trying to get you here.
Yeah. And also in the UK and Ireland. And so we travel and we offer workshops locally in those locations, and we also do our counselor training program online, so it's accessible all over the world. And we've had people in Iran take it, Australia, although the time difference is a little tricky for the Australians.
I know. Every time I've been trying to talk with you guys or to get you on a show, I have to do all the math on, okay, where are they now? What time can we talk? When am I available? So if somebody wanted to pursue your classes, where do they connect with you?
Go to our website, www.clearmind.com, and there's workshop listings for all of the locations that we are offering our programs. And if someone is interested in doing our 3-year counselor training program online, your first stop would be the Awakening Workshop. So,
now, I know you're not having any of those right now in Florida. Let's say I wanted, even though I've done them, let's say I wanted to do an Awakening here in Sarasota. What's the process?
Well, for you in particular, given that we know you, you say to us, I want to do an Awakening Workshop in Florida.
I'm saying it.
And then we figure out a date and we start getting organized to do that.
I actually, after I did the show with Dwayne, I had 3 different people call me or message me on Facebook or email me. I think I got one of each of those, actually. Okay, how do we get him back here? So there's an interest, and one lady who has already done a lot of Dwayne's work, a lady named Julie Miller, she's like, I'll be willing to host it. So she actually said she could feel an awakening right now. So let's pursue that after we get off here and what we can do and get you here.
Yeah, we'll figure out a date.
Yeah, that would be fun. That would be fun and very healing. So the other thing that I really wanted to cover with you, Catherine, is your book.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to talk about your book. The title itself is incredibly intriguing to me, and it ties into everything else I'm learning and everything else I've learned, and I can't wait to get one. I'm sorry I haven't read it yet, but I will. So tell us about it.
I haven't read yours yet either, but it's on my list.
Okay.
So we'll both get to
it. So we both have a list.
Yep. Yeah. It is our best. It took us a long while to write a book, and there's a couple reasons for that. One is completely personal, and that is a number of years ago, we were engaged with Nightingale Conant, and we released a big audio program, and part of that was the potential to write a book. And this audio program, which they don't do anything without having a good study about whether it's going to be successful, this audio program ended up being released on 9/11.
Wow.
So our lovely little message about love over fear gets released on that day.
Oh my goodness.
So needless to say, it didn't fly. Anywhere.
Oh, that's funny and not funny at the same time.
Yeah, it took us a little while to get our legs under us again to actually write a book after that, obviously, since it's now 2017. And so that, and we wanted to do our best to deliver as much of a workshop experience as we could, because we didn't want our book just to be a shelf help intellectual experience. We wanted people to be able to feel that power of authentic connection. So we've come up with not only telling the theory about how we get ourselves into trouble and how we can move towards being powerful, authentic, loving creatures that we're meant to be, but also we wanted people to have an opportunity to go through various exercises to be able to experience that. So the book itself is our best attempt to do some variation of a workshop in written form.
Nice. Nice. Mm-hmm. And the power of authentic connection.
Authentic connection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell me about the connection part. We already talked about that a little bit, but tell me about the real and the power. Tell me about the title. What's that? What, sum that up for me.
It is exactly what you described happened for you at your awakening.
There you go.
I got real. I got emotionally naked with another human being. I felt that powerful connection, which in your case has remained with me all of these years because it was so powerful in that moment. And that through that connection, we transform ourselves. It changes how we feel about ourselves. And ultimately, all of us are longing to live a connected life. The reality is when you ask somebody on their deathbed what is most important, they don't think it's not the money in their bank. It's the love that they have given and received. Hmm. Have I been known? Do the people who love me know me fully?
Wow. Right.
Do they feel my love?
Was I transparent? Was I real? And I know that thing that happened for me at the awakening, that door was opened to be real.
Mm-hmm.
But what's been really nice for me is that door stayed open.
Yeah.
It stayed open. And now I live in that space of like, this is me. You know, obviously I'm an open book. My whole book is about my life. So being in that real space and not hiding is very, very powerful for me. And having the friends that I have in my life today, the people that make up my life, I have that relationship with them. I can be emotionally naked with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they are with me. And it makes life have more meaning. It's not just, did you get a raise today? it's like, did you live today? And it's really cool. And yeah, the door for me stayed open after you guys helped open it.
Yeah, which is testament to your courage.
Well, thank you.
Because it can be very difficult. I mean, we create our workshops to make a safe place to open that door. And it can be really easy for people to think, oh, well, that was fine in here. But what about out there in the so-called real world?
Right, the so-called real world.
Where it requires courage out there in the, quote, real world.
Yeah, well, I live out there, but I take me there. You know, I told some things in my book that a lot of people are like, I can't believe you told that. And I'm like, that's where I can help people. I can't help somebody not hide if I'm hiding. I can't make that connect. So I have to be real. I have to, for me. And hopefully it helps some others, but for my own peace of mind, I have to be real.
It sounds to me like you have achieved what I would wish for all of the people who are our participants, which is you found the courage to actually be yourself and you found a way to fall in love with your own story. Because for all of us, like there was never a good story written that went once upon a time, everything was perfect and they all lived happily ever after the end.
No.
Like it's the beauty of these lives we're living are in the difficulties, in the mess, and in the challenge. And there was never a great story written that didn't have a whole lot of challenge in the middle of it.
Right. And the foundation of my life today is all the things that I've learned from A Course in Miracles. And in all honesty, that was the big thing that attracted me to Dwayne when I met him is because he was embedded in it. And we had an automatic ability to communicate. Because the language was there. And
that's what attracted me to him, too.
Oh, cool. Cool. Well, different attraction. So
yes.
The thing for me, though, is through the reason I brought A Course in Miracles up is through A Course in Miracles, I learned that all of the atrocities of my life, all of them, were actually gifts. And that is so powerful for me today. You know, and of course, miracles, a big part of the purpose is forgiveness. And the way I look at forgiveness today, most people approach forgiveness as though they're acquiring the ability to tolerate someone. And okay, it's okay, you can be here now. I'll let you live on this planet. When I think true forgiveness is acquiring the ability to appreciate someone for the gift that they brought to my life. So it's really cool how you guys and what you do. And I remember I had a quite extensive conversation with Dwayne around forgiveness when it was just he and I sitting out by the water. I felt so privileged. Everybody else is running around doing their thing. And I got to sit on a dock with him and have a conversation with him about forgiveness. And it opened up so many. He's brilliant. I'm just going to say it. He's brilliant. And he knows A Course in Miracles inside and out. And that makes him everything to me. So, but having that conversation with him and him breaking forgiveness down for me meant a lot to me. Still does. Means a lot to me. I'll say it that way.
That's lovely.
Catherine, where are you going next? Is there another book in store? Is there, what else? What's happening? What's coming?
I mean, this book that we just wrote, Real, The Power of Authentic Connection, is kind of like the primer for our philosophy. And the next book that we're going to write is going to be very relationship specific and go into a lot more of the detail of Dwayne and my relationship and how we've sorted ourselves out and what a healthy relationship looks like. And so the next book is going to be very much focused on intimate relationship.
Do you have a title yet?
Nope.
No, okay.
Haven't gotten that far.
It's funny for me in my writing, I almost have to have a title before I start. It kind of gives me something to work toward. And then I like to have a cover. So, but yeah, I just thought maybe you have one and I'd like to know what it is. So keep me posted.
Yeah, nice. When we did this book, it took us forever to get the title, but we wrote the back cover before we actually wrote anything else.
Oh, nice. It's funny how the writing thing works. So at some point, I really want to have the two of you on together.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just have a little powerhouse conversation.
That would be lovely.
That would be lovely. That would be lovely. And I'm so glad I've gotten to meet you. But it seems like this has been somewhat of a short show. But could you give us all of your contact information? I know Dwayne did that, but I think the audience needs to hear all that from you.
Yeah, our website is www.clearmind.com. And for any information about any of our programs, you can also email clientservices@clearmind.com and you'll get in touch with a person who can answer any and all of your questions.
Okay, so I guess I'm going to say thank you for being here.
Okay.
And I really hope we can do this again. And the three of us. And I'll talk to you after we stop recording about how we can get you in Sarasota.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want to thank everybody for listening and hope you show up for next Thursday's show. Okay, everybody. Thanks for listening. Remember, never give up. Always keep it real and take time to smell the roses. And please sit down and watch a butterfly. Keep up with all that we are doing by going to morphintoanewyou.com. Thank you very much.